to the basket as we see it. Doing the honors will be Skrenak for Northland. Goes into the corner. Song for three. A little wide left. Rebound battled for and won by Michaels for Port Edwards, who trail it 9-2, 14 and a half minutes, half number one. Well, on the right side, a little pump fake by Beck that time. Was able to get Skrenak off of his feet. Now back out on top. Striegel for three straight away. No. And the rebound is run down by Wickman. Drew will bring it up the near sideline. Now dribbles it to the right elbow, and he gets hit on the arm as he attempted to pass it to Skrenak in the corner. I think that was on Max. And if it is, it's going to be number two on him.
Yeah, it is. Not the return to action he's really, I would think, have wanted at this point, as he takes a seat on the bench. Aiden Domke comes in, 5'10 junior. So
Northland inbounds it to the right side of the hoop this time. Still looking to get it in. Nice catch out there by Skrenak over on the left-hand side. Jumper for Prahl, doesn't fall. It's a three-point attempt just left of the top of the wheel, and the rebound is secured by Domke. Port now into the forecourt. Right at the free throw line is Beck. Right side, Tranel for three. That's wide left. And a push off. That's going to go against Oblinger, I think. Battling for the rebound. Got a little bit too physical that time. And for Joe Oblinger, it'll be his first, second on the team. And Eric Anderson, 6 foot. Senior checking into the ballgame for Port. Bounce pass on the inside to Beck, and they're going to get a foul on the reach-in. I think that'll be on Zeb Prahl. Yep. Second on Zeb, third on the team. One of those silly fouls as he kind of reached around the back when really didn't gain any advantage by doing so. Samsung back in, and also back in Wickman for the Wildcats, who lead it by 7, 13-54 in half number one. Right side of the basket, Beck on the inbound. And so to Andreessen. Back over to Beck. Beck just right at the top of the wheel, puts the ball on the floor with the right hand, crosses it over, spinning down the lane. Tough shot, doesn't go. It was a pretty move, just couldn't convert on it. And the pass up ahead to Wickman. He goes right baseline, jumper, rolls off the rim. No rebound, last touch, they're going to say, by the Wildcats, as Samsung could not corral it. Port trying to get off that 2 points that was put in earlier by Josh Tranel.
Yeah, they've been sitting there for, going on 4 minutes now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, stepping out of bounds that time was Josh Tranel. A little pressure defense by Samsung, and he bumped him out of bounds, and they're going to say timeout going to be taken by Coach Beck. Let's see if he wants a full or a 30. I think 30. Just a 30. We'll be back in 30 from Port Edwards. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
.13-24 is the time remaining here in half number one. Kind of stuck on 9-2 for a while. Northland Lutheran with the lead. And it'll be Wildcats basketball in about three-quarter court. And Song will inbound it to Zeb Prahl. Zeb going to be met at half court by Tranel. Gets to the left arc. Goes cross court on the pass into the hand.
Boom!
Bowling and pops a three and got it to go. Andrew Bolin with his first three of the ball game, and it's 12-2 in favor of the Cats. And too physical that time, Samsung, as he worked through the body of Beck and forced the would-be turnover had the whistle not blown because he knocked it free with the foul. one tick more than 13 minutes still to go here in this first half of play. Northland Lutheran leading it by 10 as we've got a little equipment issue for Samsung as he's dealing, I think, with his glasses right now.
Well, appears to be ready to go.
So the inbound by Beck right between the Wildcats bench and the score table. Tranel goes to the free throw line. Back over to Beck. Dribble drive penetration. Left-hand layup. No. Rebound to Oblender for the Cats. He takes it up on the far side of the court. Right side. Three ball on the way. That was halfway down, and it came out that time. It wouldn't stick for Bolin. Almost back-to-back trays that time. Into the forecourt, Colby Grundin. 5'10 senior. And
that was Josh Tranel there on the little stop and pop and fall through. So Port back off the schneid there, scoring 12-4 now. North Lutheran was, and now a Wildcat turnover.
Oblender trying to drive on the right side and got the ball poked out away. And he said it went off of his knee last. So unofficially a third turnover on the Cats. 12-4 in favor of Northland Lutheran. Into the forecourt, left side. A little dribble drive that time. Stop and pop for Tranel. Doesn't fall. And rebound to Oblender again. Joe comes out of there. Nice look up ahead. Lay it up for Bowen, and it rolls off the rim. That thing was halfway down again. He's had two. Could have had five extra points had those stuck, but they did not. And so instead, Port with a chance to get into that lead as they trail it by 8. Just under 12 minutes to go. Beck. Now he'll go to the rack. Put it up off the glass. Oh, that thing came out too. The rims are just not allowing it. There's a lot of rejection by the rims tonight.
Beck 0 for 5 from the floor.
Wickman almost loses the dribble. Goes outside. Three ball on the way. That's long that time for Oblender. And the rebound comes down to Tranel, who goes long, long pass right in front of the Wildcat bench into the hands of Beck. But he's going to back it off and reload the offense. 15 ticks away from the 11-minute mark. Striegel gets it down inside. They'll kick it back out to Vinny, who'll let that three ball go, and he got it. Vinny Striegel with the three-point. And a little stoppage of play as Josh Tranel. I wonder if he took one in the nose because he ran out in a quick hurry.
Yeah, I remember he had something like that go on last time we were here. Mm-hmm. So maybe he has just speculation, of course. Might be some asthma, maybe. But hopefully you'll be all right. Hopefully you'll be back soon.
Lead now cut to 5 at the 11:05 mark on the first half. Song with the dribble right between the circles keeps that dribble alive. Goes to the baseline. Has it poked away. Turnover number 4. Taking it the other way in a hurry is Domke. Hounded down there. He'll stop and put it up. No, but the rebound comes down to Port Edwards. Good hustle that by time by Andreessen. Double A, we like to call him, right?
Yep. The enforcer.
There's a jumper by Brendan for 3. No. Rebound battle for, and they're going to say a push on Oblender. And for Joe, that's going to be personal foul number 2. So 5 team fouls now on the Wildcats as we are not quite to the halfway mark of this first half of play. 12-7 Port with the basketball. Beck receives the inbounds pass, goes on the right side, put up the shot off the backboard, and got it to go. First 2 of the ball game for Brendan. And the lead is now dwindled to 12-9, and Coach Wickman says, I need a timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout with him. We'll be back with more from Port Edwards right after this.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
With winter upon us, now would be a great time to head on out to Homestead Golf Course and Supper Club. Stop on in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked meals while enjoying time with family and friends. Homestead is located just 2.5 miles west of town on 73. And by the way, make sure to say hi to Jamie and the entire staff from all of us at WIRI. Again, that's Homestead Golf Course and Supper Club. That's a good place to go, isn't it?
Not a lot of golf going on at this time, but maybe if it hits 50 on Thursday, I'm like, no, probably not.
Yeah, no, I'd wait.
Still chomping at the bit, though. 10 minutes and 15 seconds to go here. Half number one, 12-9. Port was just down by 10, but a quick 7-0 run here has got the lead back down to 3 as Wickman has it between the circles, gets a screen out on top from Song, goes to the baseline between the legs of the dribble, tries to get it inside into the hands of Brandon Skrenak. Now they go down low, knock it out of bounds. Good hustle that time by Colby Grundon, who's seen a lot of PT here in the first half.
Yes, he has. That's a little bit of a change from what we saw last time. And, of course, you just jinxed it. Now out he goes.
And in instead comes Vinny Striegel, a 6-foot sophomore. So the inbounds by Skrenak, just to the right of the hoop. Bounces it into the corner. And the Cats set up their offense. Ball down low to Boland. Kick it back out to Wickman for three. Ooh. He splashed it home. Andrew Wickman now with 5 points. And stops the 7-0 run by the Hawks. 15-9. 9:30 here in half number one. Max Michaels with the basketball. He's being hounded out there by Song on the right wing. Beck comes over with the help on the right baseline. Beyond the arc he is, jab stepping, spinning, goes baseline, gets double teamed down low, has the ball pulled out of his hands, but it's picked up by Michaels for three, and just a little bit long, volleyballed around, and the rebound is secured by Martinson. Beck's going to fire a three. That's wide to the left, and Wickman with the rebound for Northland. Long pass up ahead to Zeb Prawl. He's on the baseline about 12 feet from the basket. Nice look inside to Skrenak with the left hand.
There you go, nice roll.
Brendan's
nice roll.
Skrenak now. Braden Skrenak, I should say, with the hoop. And it's 17-9. Northland leading it now again by 8. 8:45 to go. Oh, Michaels all alone on the right side. Blocked away by Boland as he went up. And Michaels went to the rack. Song will come down with it. Leave it for Boland. He'll stop and let the three ball fly. That's too long, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be Port Edwards basketball. And we're going to have a substitution coming in for Northland. Joel Oblender will come back in with those two fouls as he will replace Braden Skrenak. 8.5 minutes to go, 17-9. Wildcats by 8.
Real kind of surprised at the slow start by Port. You can tell that they want to kind of get the game going a little faster, but just not having much success with that.
Till there. You just had to talk about it.
That's right.
Max Michaels lights up the lamp from three-point land. 17-12 now, back to a five-point Northland lead as Wickman walks it up the court between the legs with the dribble. Goes to the right elbow. Round to Zeb Prawl. Back out to Wickman. Jab step. Now goes right side. Fake by Prawl. Goes to the basket. Gets triple-teamed. Has the ball pulled away. Picked up by Oblender, and he gets fouled. Are they going to count it?
Wow.
They will.
Woo.
Joe Oblender falling down as he was, looked like it was initially like it was blocked, and he's falling to the floor. He's able to muscle it up and put it in and get the harm as well, as the foul is going to go against Sam Martinson, his first, team's fourth. And Oblender's free throw is good. Zeb Prawl got a little shook up in that trip down court, so he's going to take a seat and be replaced by Braden Skrenak. 20-12, 7:47, time's flying by here in half number one. Get it, 7:47.
Yep.
Sometimes you got to explain it.
Yep. I was thinking, oh boy, you really went for that one.
Left side three ball on the way. Doesn't go that time for Michaels. Rebound, however, for the Hawks. Striegel will let it fly again. No. And Boland with the rebound for Norfolk.
Just not
there's
doing
a lid on that basket, right?
Yeah.
Song for three. That's long. Long for Song.
Long Song.
And the rebound by the Hawks. So we approach the 7-minute mark. Tranel goes to the free throw line before giving it up to Striegel. Back over to Tranel for three. Ooh. Got it. Josh Tranel, his first three. He now has 7 points. And the lead dwindles to five. Spin move. Wickman down the paint. Put it up. No. Gets his own rebound. Yes. Andrew Wickman with a couple of two-pointers to go along with the three-bomb. And his 7 points are the difference in the ballgame right now. 6.5 minutes remaining. Tranel walk it into the forecourt to Michaels, to Beck. Back out to Michaels. Looking at Beck in the corner, goes instead to Tranel on the top. Josh goes into the paint, goes into the corner. Three ball on the way. Halfway down, it comes out. Rebound Song for Northland. Oblender back over to Song. Thought about the three, thought better of it. Gives it up to Wickman. Spin move down the paint, has it stripped away. Turnover number five on the Cats, and then the return by Skrenek, but then he couldn't quite catch up to it, and by the time he saved it, he was standing out of bounds.
So bang, bang, turnovers right there. Yeah, this game's kind of a little disjointed. There's not a real good flow to it. I will say, Northern Lutheran, they're playing pretty tough tonight.
It's very interesting. Just talking to a lot of people before the ball game, just kind of a weird feel to Monday this week, you know?
I think it's because we have to go for 2 weeks of the Chiefs.
Yeah, and maybe it's like it's the last week of January, so a lot of different components here.
I think it's a 50-50.
Yeah. And now a foul going to be whistled against AA as he a little too physical there on the baseline. That's going to be the first on Eric. And it'll be team foul number five, both teams with five. Zeb Prahl has recovered from the little malady he incurred on that last possession, so he's back out on the court as he replaces Andrew Boland. 22-15, Cats on top, 5-5-5 on the scoreboard. Samsung will take it into the forecourt with a slow dribble. Right side, Skrenek. And now over to Zeb Prahl. He's on the left wing.
Whoa, nice crossover.
Bounce past the Song on the inside. Tries to spin around and throw a behind-the-back no-look pass to Joe Oblender, and they did not hook up. Instead, it's turnover number six on Northland.
Yeah, Song definitely crossed over Tranel, you know, the old ankle breaker, they call it.
It's kind of a token pressure, full court by the Royals, and Beck breaks it easily and then stops at the top of the wheel for three and hit it.
Ooh,
that's a quick way to break a press, right?
Yeah.
Just drive hard to the top of the wheel, step back, and bury a three. 22-18. Closest port's been in a bit.
Yeah, it has.
Northland with the balls. We approach 5 minutes to go in the first half. Dribble by Prahl. Left side, Sam Song goes to the baseline. Underneath, Oblender. Blocked from behind by Vinny Striegel, and here come the Blackhawks. Beck slams on the brakes, doesn't put up the three this time. Instead, goes over to Tranel in the corner. Striegel for three. Yeah!
Bam!
You knew that baby was going, didn't you? He just threw the big mow as it was in the air, and the place lit up to our right with the fans from Port Edwards, and they've cut the lead down to one. 22-21, 4:44 to go. Northland with the basketball in the forecourt. Drew Wickman with it. Takes it to the right wing. Loses the dribble. Turnover number seven. And now here come the Hawks. Beck, nice look up ahead. Oh, and a great ball fake by Colby Drundon, but unfortunately dragged the pivot foot. It's turnover number four. And I think we're going to have a quick 30-second timeout.
Yeah.
Let's do the same, Laura. We'll take a 30. We're back with more from Port Edwards right after this.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
4:27 is the time here in the first half of play. That remains. Port Edwards trailing Northland Lutheran by a single digit, 22-21. For as many shots that just had been halfway down and not falling, and the aggressive play by both, it's been a fun one so far.
Yeah, I mean, we always see games, a couple of games like this every year, but man, this I'm having a hard time remembering where there's just been that many.
And a reach-in foul going to be called as they double-teamed Joe Oblender that time. And they're going to give the foul to Runman, I think.
They're giving it to Double-A.
Yeah, Eric Anderson gets his second personal. So that's the sixth team. So from here on out, Northern will be shooting a bonus or the two-shot if it's in the act. And the inbound stolen nicely by Sam Martinson. And the chance for the Hawks to take the lead here with 4 minutes to go. Beck has it on the left side. Skrinnock on him. Turns the edge. Goes in the paint. Quadruple team. Put it up. No. But he's able to tip it back out and reload the offense. Striegel. Beck for three on the right side.
Boom!
Brendan's starting to heat up. He's now got 8 points. And Port Edwards with the lead, 24-22.
First lead of the game since, 2 minutes gone by in there. So Port's starting to heat up at the break.
It was 2-0, and then Northland went up 9-2. So, yeah, their first lead since 2-0. And a reach-in foul going to be called against the Blackhawks, so we'll have a 1-1. We get a couple of substitutes coming in. Yep.
The enforcer, Double-A, he just picked up his third.
Wickman back in for Northland. On the court for the Blackhawks, Beck, Michaels, Tranel, Striegel, and Anderson. And the first shot on the 1-1 that time for Oblender does not go. He had been a perfect 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Tranel goes left side to Michaels. Max turns the corner out to Beck. Same spot for a three again.
Boom!
Exact same spot, exact same result. And suddenly, Port Edwards with a 5-point lead. 3:15 to go, and Song was going to hand it off, and he's going to get called for a travel. He was going to leave it for Skrenek in the corner.
I think they got a carry. I think that's what the official rule. That doesn't really matter, but I think that's first carry that I've seen in quite some time get called.
He was going to pass it and then didn't because the intended receiver left. And so when he grabbed it again, they called him for the turnover. Back from way downtown. That goes wide to the right. And the rebound is taken out of there by
Jackson Bame.
Bame for the Cats. Oblender in the paint. Stops. Puts it up a little bit long. He almost picked up his third right there. And the rebound by Port Edwards. Beck has it on the left side, right in front of Coach Wickman. Goes over to Michaels. Nice feed to Tranel. Could be the open arm. It should be, and it is. Zeb Prawl picked up his third personal, knocking Tranel to the floor. It'll be an and one for Josh, and he now has 9, looking for 10 from the charity stripe. 2:36 to go. Chance to make it a 30-22 advantage for Port Edwards. This is the first free throw shot tonight by the Blackhawks, and it is short. Rebound secured by Northland. Samsung with it, stops, thought about the three, did not take it. Instead, he'll hand it off to Wickman. Long three ball on the way.
Oof.
That kind of went poof and out. And the rebound is going to be secured by Tranel, and they said that he walked when he got bumped a little bit. T.O. number 5 on the Hawks. Skrinnock back into the contest, replacing Prawl with those three fouls. That's Prawl, not to be confused with Paul, right? Got that extra R in
there.
That's
right. Hey, Randy, I'm just mostly happy for anything that you finally recovered from your fight with Mike Tyson.
Thanks. Here's a pass trying to thread the needle. Wickman had it, but he couldn't control it. Instead, Port Edwards has it back. And Beck was thinking about another three. Puts it on the floor. Blows by that time, Mr. Samsung. And 2 more points for Brendan Beck.
I'm sorry, that was Jake Paul, not Randy Paul. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was it. 3 ball on the way for Samsung. Doesn't fall. Jimmy Striegel with a rebound. Out on the fly. Here come the Blackhawks. Got a cap down for a moment, but he's back up.
He's 8 more lives.
Bame, that was down to 8. Beck stop and pop. Oh, no. Rebound weak side. Knocked out of bounds. I'll say last touched by Wickman. And back into the ballgame, our buddy Colby Grundin. There's a lot of PT tonight.
Yeah.
As he replaces Max Michaels. Of course, Max probably still a little bit on the road to recovery here. Inbounds to Striegel. Goes to the left side. Stops. Reverses. Shoots. No. Rebound. Martinson. Back out. Back for three. Yep. Boom. That is his fourth three of the half. And I think we're going to get another TO here. Or do we have something else?
I think there's something else going on here.
There's a whistle.
Technical.
And it's going to go against Andrew Wickman, so that'll be like a personal foul as well. It'll be his first. And it'll be free throws up and coming here for Brendan Beck.
So they get the free throws, and then it's a 1-1, I believe.
Or was he?
Yeah, it was a technical. So, and that would put them at 7 fouls, so it should be a 1-1. So he gets the 2 for the technical, then 1-1, I think.
If there had been a foul, maybe. I think he'll just get the 2 here. Let's see. There's the first. It's up and good for Brendan, who's shooting the technical right here.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably get the ball at.
Oh, they will for sure get the ball after it's all said and done.
I think after this free throw. We'll see. Next one on the way. That one's good.
Oh, okay. Yep. Maybe they're not shooting that 1-1, then.
There was no foul. It just committed a technical foul. So the 2 free throws and now getting the ball at half court are the Blackhawks, who not that long ago were trailing it by 9 and now find themselves ahead by 14.
Northland hasn't scored a point in over 5 minutes.
Whew. And Beck has lit it up. There's another 3 on the way this time by Josh Tranel. That's his second tray of the contest. 39-22. Song loses it, and we're going to have a
foul. Brendan.
I was waiting for the official to put his hand up in the air and close the fist, but he didn't. He just kind of pointed at the guy on the floor.
Colby.
Mr. Grundin, his first personal. So the 1-1 for Sam Song, who is 2-for-2 from the free throw line. 54 seconds to go. Free throw on the way and too hard. Rebound comes down to Tranel. Port Edwards up by 17 in the corner. Striegel thought about a 3. Steady reverses out to Brendan. Tranel. Beck to the right elbow. Swing it around. 3 ball on the way. Crawls over the rim and in. Oh, my. So at first nothing would fall, and now nothing will stay out. As that one went in from the left corner for Vinny Striegel. He's got 3 3 balls. 42-22. Ball almost stolen away on the right side as Blender went inside for the shot, and he got fouled. He will shoot 2. Josh Tranel with his first personal. And Oblender, who is 1-for-2 from the charity stripe, gets 2 here. 18.4 seconds to go. Knee bend, shot on the way, and good. That stops
almost six minutes. It was, by my count here, it was about 6:30 left.
Splashes the second free throw down. And we got 42-24 with 15 seconds remaining in the first half. Port, will they settle for 1 or will they take something that's open and good? Beck looks up at the clock, sees that it says 9. He says, let's get this thing going. Down to 5. Down to 3. Ball tipped away. Put up by Bolin at the buzzer. It's too long, no good, and we have come to the end of the first half of play, where definitely a half of runs as Northland Lutheran built themselves a 10-point lead at 12-2, and now swing the fortune to the side of the Blackhawks as they built up an 18-point lead and lead it 42-24. Well, we're going to add up some numbers. Laura's going to do some magic for us back at the studios as she'll take about 8 minutes or so for us. A little
bit.
Sure,
we get to
country music.
Great, and we get to enjoy the celebration here for the football team that won their first conference title since 2019. So they get to pull down the banner, and we get to applaud some kids for some great accomplishments.
So we'll do all of that, and we will be back in about 8 minutes or so as you're listening to FM 105.5 W IRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Championship sticker made by our outstanding technology education teacher, Mr. Berman.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You're just living. Like kerosene dancing around the fire, but you're in. So you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart, now all that's left of me is beating in this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me around. So you give what's left of me. Yeah, you give what's left of me. Cause she got the best of me. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth a living for. And old dusty hand me down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over her a little more than every song. See, I'll sing along. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me is beating in this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me around. So you give what's left of me. Yeah, you give what's left of me.
Taking 45 minutes to kiss goodnight. I hadn't told you.
Number 83,
I thought I loved
Schumer.
You. Now you're
and
my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way
this
I feel about you, girl. Like a river needs the sea, stronger than. We've come so far since that day, and I thought I loved you then.
And we welcome
What do you have for like turnovers and things?
When your hair is turning gray.
What I can't see. Six turnovers to four. Nine. Any rebounding stats?
Pump that up right now.
And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. We'll look back someday at this moment that we're in. And I look at you and say, and I thought I loved you.
3, 9, 6, 4, 8.
I thought I loved you.
Here at Port Edwards, where the halftime scoreboard reads the Blackhawks 42, Northland Lutheran 24. After Northland jumped out to a 12-2 start to this ball game, it's been all Port Edwards since that time, outscoring the Northland Lutheran High School Wildcats 40-12.
Yeah.
The lid just kind of came off the basket.
Well, it came off the lid for Port, and it went right back on there for the Wildcats. I mean, as I said, what, that last 6 minutes, man, I mean, it was a 22 to 15 game, and then now it's a 42-24 game. So really just 2 points in the last 6.5 minutes or so for the Wildcats. That's why it's about a 20-point advantage for Port.
Laura Bergbatt, our studio's engineer in our broadcast. Hall of Famer Michael Comer next to me.
Hall of Shamer.
Oh, I was mispronounced that.
That's all right.
I'm Randy Paulin.
I'm happy to have been indicted in that, though.
These are some of the halftime stats that we have for you. First of all, for Ryan Wickman's Northland Lutheran Wildcats, they've been led in scoring by his son, Andrew Wickman, with 7 points. 5 for Joe Oblender, 4 for Braden Skrenak. 3 points apiece for Zeb Prawl and Andrew Bolin, and 2 points for Sam Song. 5 for 7 from the charity stripe for 71%, turning it over 9 times and grabbing 19 boards. For Justin Bex, Port Edwards Blackhawks, his son leads the way as well. How about that? The two coaches' sons leading the way in scoring thus far. Brendan with 18 points.
There might be a trend there.
Right? With 4 of those coming from beyond the arc. 12 points for Josh Channel. He's got 2 3 balls behind his name. 9 for Vinny Striegel, all from beyond the three-point land. And Max Michaels has 1 3 ball as well for his 3 points. Only 3 of free throw attempts for the Hawks. Made 2 of them, 6 turnovers, 20 boards for Port Edwards. I want to say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors who give us the opportunity to travel around and bring you these contests. Econ Electric Incorporated, Homes Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Morrison Tree Service, Paper City Savings, A Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB. WIR sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Give us a call at 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5, or you can listen on the Civic Media app. And of course, right now also on one of our Civic Media stations and their app, you could hear the Assumption Girls basketball as they're making up one of those postponed games from earlier in the year.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Up at Marathon. And then tomorrow, we've got the Wisconsin Hockey Hour for you on WFHR at 7:05. Badgers basketball back in action on Wednesday as they will go take on the Terrapins of Maryland. 5 o'clock, our broadcast time on FHR. Thursday, we invite you to give a listen to the Greg Gard Show at 6:05 p.m. on FHR. And then it gets a little bit more busy on Friday. Couple of items on WFHR. 5 o'clock has Playmakers, 6:30 Wisconsin Men's Hockey as they will be over in Minnesota, and on WIRI, Michael will be again Mike's side at 7:05 as Rapids tries to get off the schneid and takes on the Warriors of Wausau West.
Yeah, it's been a rough go of it. The last time they played the Warriors, old Tree Dubs there, boy, oh boy, it was like a 60-16 game. Hopefully Rapids can wake up the offense a little bit and get going on that. Yeah. Do have an update, though. Assumption girls are beating Marathon 36 to 18 with about 4 minutes left in the first half. So Royals still looking to hold that one loss on the season as they continue to dominate the Marawood Conference.
Yeah, they only lost, of course, to Pacelli as we get things underway. And immediately they tried to get the ball inside to Joe Oblender as the Cats have the first possession. He spins to the basket, and he does exactly what they were hoping to do, and that is to draw a personal foul and goes against Sam Martinson. It'll be his second and the first team here in half number two. As Oblender's first free throw is good. Joe now is 4 for 5 from the charity stripe. It just did more than a 360, but it fell through. He has 7 points. And the lead is at 16 for Port on their first possession of half number two. Vinny Striegel bounces it inside, goes off the hands of Max Michaels, and can't quite save it. Sam Song, he almost flies into the doors over by the Port bench, and Coach Beck gives him a little round of applause for the hustle that time.
Well, you have to. I mean, you left it all out there.
Like the sportsmanship, right?
Oh, yeah.
Brendan Beck gets the inbounds, gets it to Tranel. Tranel working his way inside, back out to Beck, who vacated the spot and threw it out of bounds. They said it got tipped.
I don't know if anyone was paying that close of attention.
They said it was tipped, so.
Oh, okay, all right.
It'll still be Port Edwards back. Basketball right by Coach Beck.
Yeah, don't, right in front of Coach, don't screw up.
Yeah, right. So they give it to Brendan. Down low to Trammell. Goes against Skrinek. Back out to Beck. Three ball on the way. That one's off the rim. Looked good, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
The rebound to Skrinek. Cats into the front court. Looking Zeb Prawl. As he tries to get it down low to Oblender. Kick is called, so it'll stay Cats basketball. To the left of the hoop as the players see it. And Skrinek will inbound for Northland. Zeb Prawl catches it, goes just inside the free throw line, puts up a 13-footer and hits it.
Yeah, 42-28 now, 17 minutes to go. Randy, it's kind of starting the way it did last half.
And Tranel goes right to the rack and gets only his second two-point basket of the ballgame, yet he has 14 because of all those threes. Now Wickman will back off a three-bomb and hit it. Andrew Wickman with his second three ball of the contest. He has 10 points, 44-31. Tranel spinning down the paint, right-hand side. Beck, he goes into the paint, out to Striegel for three.
Boom!
It's raining threes in the gym here today at Kastner Gymnasium, 47-31. As Northland Lutheran brings it into the forecourt, trailing it by 16 again. Joe Oblender in the corner. Jump stop. Put up the shot. Short. Rebound. Samsung for the Cats. He tips it over to the official, who will have nothing to do with it. And it's going to be called a travel as he picked it back up after the official rejected the pass.
First turnover of the half here for the Wildcats.
Brendan on the inbounds to Josh. Exactly 16 minutes remaining in our ball game. Port by 16. Michaels. Striegel. Beck. They throw it around the arc. Brendan goes to the free throw line. It's a free throw line jumper. A little bit too long and then over the back. That's going to be whistled against Sam Martinson. If it is, it'll be number three on Sam. And he's going to head back over to the bench as he will be replaced by and Eric Andreasen, who we like to call Double A, for those of us just joining us. Or you too.
Yeah, yeah.
Song into the front court for the Cats. He's right in front of the Northland bench. His left side to Prawl. Out to Wickman. Wickman put it on the floor, right hand, then left. Back over to Prawl. Bounce down low. Oblender. Double team down on the baseline. Skrinek, 15-footer, doesn't go. Rebound for Tranel. Long pass up ahead into the corner. Underneath, nice look. Pump fake, Vinny Striegel, good. Quick ball movement that time by the Hawks paid off. 49-31, 15 minutes and counting here from Port Edwards. Nice bounce pass by Wickman over to a baseline cutting Joe Oblender. He puts it up off the glass softly and converts. 49-33. Tranel looked like he was going to pass it. Instead, he continued down the paint. Blocked away by Wickman. He picks it up and he takes it into the front court. Spins to the left elbow. Song for three on the way. That's short. Oblender almost had the rebound. Has it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay on the Cats' end. 14-33.
Which end?
That end.
Oh.
Get it on the left-hand side. Three ball on the way. Won't fall for Zeb Prawl. And the rebound knocked out of bounds and saved by the Hawks. Get it to Oblender. Triple teamed, and they're going to call a foul. And first, I think he said two, and then he pointed to like it's going to be out of bounds. I don't know if he's saying no shot now.
I don't know. It's sometimes they're not really displaying what number or what the call is, so I'm having a hard time following it.
Yeah, they said it was not a shot, so I think he changed his mind. First he put up two, and then he pointed to the sideline. And
Just like ball spot on the field, you know, for football with us all fall.
There's Blender on the right elbow. Bounce with the left hand. Goes out. Zeb Prawl for three.
Boom.
Good. For Zeb, it's his second three-pointer of the ball game. 49-36. Tranel comes to a stop just inside the arc. Beck all the way. Floater down the lane and good. Brendan now with 20 points. 51-35. 13 and a half minutes to go. Down goes Oblender as he was knocked to the floor by Double A, the enforcer. Eric, I think that's going to be number four on him.
Yes, you would be correct.
He'll take a seat, and back comes Sam Martinson. And for the Wildcats, Andrew Bolin sees his first PT year and a half, number two. Almost at 13:20 on your radio dial on the AM side.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
13:28 right now. Inbounds comes way out high to Wickman. Prawl, baseline Skrinek, back over to Wickman. I thought he's going to spot up a three, but Prawl does, and he got it.
Oh.
Zeb Prawl, back-to-back trays. And this. Did that not go in?
No, it didn't.
Oh, I thought it was down.
Yeah, I thought it did, too. That's why I started to give my call.
I wrote it down already. I thought that went in. Instead, the Hawks the other way. Striegel will put up a three, no, and I think they can get Samsung on the rebound. And normally when there's a foul, the official will have a closed fist. If it's a violation, it'll have been an open hand.
Right.
We're not getting either.
Yeah, like I said, just like the officials setting the spot for football. Move it up forward, move it back, move it up.
Bounce pass inside to Brendan Beck on the out of bounds. He'll catch, kiss it off the glass, and good. 53-36. Hawks on top by 17. Just under 13 minutes remaining here from Kastner Gymnasium in this Central Wisconsin Conference ball game between North and South. Should be the blue-gray game, huh?
Could be. Could be.
And now a reach-in violation going to be called. Oh, the call a foul on Josh Channel. Hey, I've got two for Josh.
Yes, that's what I've got.
And team foul number five on the Hawks, one for the Cats. Skrinek on the inbounds. Long pass cross court to Bolin. To Oblender. Picked up by Martinson. Takes it inside. Little kiss off the glass and good. Joe Oblender now with 6 points in the second half. He has 11. Still a 15-point lead for Port Edwards. Tranel behind the back between the circles. Now go down the lane. Put it up with the right hand. Hooping hard. Nice move by Josh. He went strong to the basket, used that right hand, used the glass, used the rim, got the hoop.
I think that's going to be on Song, so that'd be his third.
I don't think it's Sam Bolin as first.
Okay. All right.
So the attempted three-point play for Josh. You had two bounces, a knee bend, and a little bit short. Bolin with that rebound for Northland. 55-38. A little give and go between Bolin and Skrinek, who almost dragged the pivot foot, over to Oblender. Put up the jumper, no. Gets his own rebound. He is triple teamed down low and then loses it off his foot. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Beck. He wants a full. Let's take a 60, why don't we? We'll be back with more from Port Edwards right after this.
Yeah, he's got four.
Josh has two baskets.
Yes.
Vinny at 3-2.
Yep.
Anybody else?
No.
How about North? Zeb Prawl at 2-3.
Yep.
Three for Wickman?
Yep.
Oblender, two free throws and two baskets?
Yep.
Anything else?
No.
Thank you. 11 minutes and 55 seconds still to go here from Port Edwards. This non-conference tilt on a Monday night. Kind of a rare Monday night that we're bringing you high school basketball.
Yeah, it's because there's no more Monday night football.
Good point.
But the Bucks are coming up here pretty soon.
True.
I think they're taking on the Utah Jazz.
And then they have Portland next on the schedule after that.
I always get a laugh out of the movie Basketball. Not necessarily one of the most appropriate movies, but it's funny where they have jazz in Utah where they don't even allow music. And it's like, come on.
Maybe because they moved from New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
So the Hawks with the basketballs will come out of the timeout. Turnover as it's stolen away by Zeb Prawl. Nice bounce pass up ahead. Skrenak can't finish. But on the foul, Boland can. Andrew Boland with his first two-point basket of the ball game, and the foul is going to come against. They've got double A up there for four. I've had him for four.
No, it's already. Sam Martinson with four.
Okay, there we go. Got her straightened out. So Andrew Boland will shoot the backside of the three-point play here. Try to get the lead down to 14, and he does not. Ball tipped by Beck. Over to Striegel, and the Hawks will take over here with 11:20 to go and a 15-point lead as they head from right to left across your radio dial. Striegel for three from the right baseline.
Boom!
They got kids who can light it up from the arc, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And it's 58-40 now, the Hawks. Prawl, nice little bounce pass inside of Boland, blocked away from the backside by Josh Trammell. Leave it for Mr. Beck. Up 58-40. Just under 11 minutes to go. Left side. That's Max Michaels with it. Back on top to Beck, guarded by Wickman. Striegel thought about another three. Pumped it twice, but didn't let it fly. Instead, reloads in the hands of Beck. Brendan takes it all the way back out to the jump circle. Maybe looking to make a little bit of a charge here. Goes between the legs, now between the circles, now to the right elbow. Now Striegel will let it fly for three. No good, but Boland can't control it. It'll stay in the Hawks' end. 10:20 to go in the game. 58-40 Port.
It's kind of a grinder game. Once Port took over the lead, it's just been kind of status quo. Answering basket for basket, turnover for turnover. It's really just been a grinder.
Little box out of bounds play as Beck goes into the corner to receive the inbounds. Goes back over to Trannell underneath. Oop, nice bounce pass back over to Beck, who will finish and get fouled. And that foul is going to be whistled against Andrew Boland. It'll be his second personal, team's third. And the free throw up and coming for Brendan, who is 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. Looking for point number 25 if he can hit this one here.
Oh, boy, yeah.
It's on the way. Leaves it wide right. Boland on the rebound for Northland. Zeb Prawl catches it, takes it across the timeline, takes it to the left elbow. Kick it out. Skrenak for three. No. Boland with the rebound. Still battling down there low. He and Max Michaels go for it hard, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow should be in favor of Port Edwards.
Yeah, it is.
Northland had the ball to start half number two. So we turn the arrow. We call it a turnover.
Yep.
60-40. Full court pressure by the Cats. Little box four in the front court. Max Michaels for three.
Ooh.
Just a little bit long. Boland up in the sky for the rebound once again for Northland. He's going to take it up all the way to the basket. Left hand spinning. Oh, my good.
Nice shot.
That was pretty. So he just flew up the court, never stopped. He kind of got under the basket, reached back with the left hand, used the glass, and finished. Beck comes to a jump stop right in front of his friends on the bench. Striegel on top of the circle. Old blender on him. Picks up that dribble, goes back over to Beck. Brendan surveying, looking for a screen, goes down the paint. Nice pass on the left-hand side. Trammell!